Brock's coming off one of his better games, and he also played well against the Colts in the first game, especially late in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some things you can build on the way he just played and the way he played it in the past against Indy?
Yeah, I mean, I think really more the Indy game, because it's the same opponent this week. So we just got to take what we did well against them and the things that we didn't do well and improve that, as we're getting ready.
What did he do well, in your opinion, this past game?
Yeah, I think, he protected the ball. He made some critical third downs, whether it was on his feet or completing the ball. Did a nice job there making a big fourth down play when we needed it. And still keeping us alive there in the fourth quarter. So those things and getting started a lot faster this Indy game.
What jumps out to you about the Colts defensive personnel, some of the better players they have?
Well, they've been able to create negative plays with new bodies out there, whether it's in the secondary, up front. They've rotated a lot of guys. They've had some injuries, just like most teams do at this part of the season, but they've still been able to work together as a unit, creating negative plays, putting offenses in some tough situations.
Jalen played slot for you before. Now he's just kind of, he's been out for a while. If he's back, do you feel like that's a spot that he can help you at?
Yeah, I mean, we look at that group just with the tag receiver, meaning whether they play inside, outside, and the same thing with the tight end. So whatever we feel like, gives us, one, the best matchup, or two, the most flexibility within the group to create some space to get open.
Pass protection, something that Bill mentioned, and, it wasn't like Brock was sacked a bunch, but had some concerns. He had to bail out and leave the pockets on. Just your thoughts on kind of what's going on with pass protection?
Yeah, I mean, just the pass game. Green Bay had a good unit up there. They were able to create some pressure on Brock and for us to get rid of the ball. It's a new week this week. Try to shore up some cracks up front.
What do you think about the kind of season C.J. Fedorowicz has put together? It seems like each week he's a factor now.
Well, that's a big thing. Each week's a new week, and he's able to put them on top of each other as far as production. He's been a nice asset for the quarterback as far as third down, normal downs, play action. And for us, just in the running game, he's a big factor as far as controlling the edge.
George, when you play games in the division, playing them for the second time, how much different does the game plan vary from the first matchup to the second? And is it a lot of that have to do with changes in personnel or how long in between games there are and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the big point is the personnel. I mean, in our opinion, it's always about the players. As far as the matchups, controlling whether it's in the running game or the passing game, making sure that we're in a good position schematically, but also that the matchups, are to how we see the play and the vision of it.
Is that stretch in the last game against Indianapolis, the last couple of possessions, the overtime, obviously, is that the best your offense has played, and how do you duplicate that?
Yeah, I mean, that's those 7 minutes there when we get the ball back, it was, you had to put every play together, and that's really what we're striving for. We've had some spurts there of 3 or 4 plays and then a negative play, which that's what you got to eliminate. You got to put them all together, and that's how you get points.